The message I have today to bring before you is as the brother spoke about for a moment, it is to the church. Amen. It's to his believers, the saved, the true chosen ones, the Israel of God. Turn with us to the Second Timothy chapter 2. This is the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. In this message, there's this is talking about being a vessel of honor, and a vessel is a form of a many things back in the Hebrew. It was a form of a container, a jug, or it could be made out of silver, gold, many things it could be made out of. They were used to conceal things, used to hide things, used to display things. And I want to talk about today, when you open the vessel of yourself, is it honorable or is it dishonorable? Does it bring glory to God or does it not bring glory to God? Begin reading in the 19th verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Or depart from wrongdoing, wicked things. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. Those vessels that are to honor are to bring glory to God. Those vessels that are of dishonor, the text, actually, those vessels can be used for garbage or other things that they would do with those vessels. And I ask you today that you would open up your vessel and ask God, and ask yourself, is this vessel a vessel of honor? Now, a vessel of honor does not mean that we are a boastful and doing good things and showing God how great we are. That's not what a vessel of honor is. That vessel must bring honor to God. That's what that vessel of honor is. It's not a vessel that will bring honor or glory to ourselves. It is a vessel that will honor and glorify God, and we'll get more into that as we go further along here. If a man therefore purge himself from these iniquities, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Isn't that a beautiful thing, to meet for the master's use? I believe that's what we're doing this evening. I've been basking in God's glory this morning as we had a wonderful service today. We skipped Sunday school, went straight into service at 10 a.m. and didn't look back till 1:30. It was a beautiful thing, and I believe God got all the glory for it. Verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid nothing that they do, gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strife, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The title to my message tonight is The Potter of Our Life. I want to talk about how we strive to be a vessel of honor. How do we do that? I want to turn over to Jeremiah chapter 8. I'm going to read verse 1 through 6. In Jeremiah, the beginning of this chapter, many of the things that he's there, that his prophecies are about is a lot of the demise, the downfall of Israel, the things they were forgetting God and worshiping other gods and doing wrong. I would say probably not being a vessel of honor. And so I as we read this, this is what God desires. God desires what I'm about to read. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Marred in the hand of the potter, I believe that that vessel was not something appealing to look at, was not something that was appealing. As we look upon our vessels, we got to look and see if our vessels are appealing unto God, a holy, almighty God. But here he talks about what he desires, because God desires a relationship with you. He desires the ability to mold and rework you, because he is the potter of our life. He is the one that can construct us, can tell us and teach us if we will open our eyes, open our ears to hear. Marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, this is God speaking. This is what God desires. Can you see God? He says, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? He's asking them, almost like begging them, O house of Israel. Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. I believe what God desired that they allow God to come into their lives and to mold them. I believe he's setting a picture here that they were marred. They were a dishonorable vessel, but that vessel can be reworked. That vessel can be redeemed. Even those that are saved, we still need redeeming by his grace. Every day. You know, the message today that our pastor brought was about the spirit of truth. I believe that spirit of truth can dwell inside of us. And if we listen to that spirit of truth and we ask God for something to do, that he will give us a task. I just can't imagine God wanting this relationship with me. Why would he want this relationship with me? Well, I'll tell you why. He wants and desires this relationship with you because he wants you to serve him. He wants you to be a servant. A vessel of honor does not, like I said, does not mean something that makes you look good, something that makes you be boastful and proud, and we'll get more to that. It is something of being a servant. Using your abilities, using your talents that God has given you to serve him. We have nothing that we can bring to him that would make us worthy of his praise or his honor. But it does talk about that in the Bible, that the Father will honor us. And we'll get to that here shortly. Turn over to Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, I believe this is part of what we have to do to serve him and to become that vessel of honor and to allow him to mold and reshape us. We have to be willing. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service for us to be willing to sacrifice all to a servitude to Christ. And in that servitude of Christ, he will bless you. We think so many times in this life we chase after things that are a vanity. What the preacher talks about in the Bible. Ecclesiastes. We chase after these things, and sometimes we chase after things that are dishonorable, but are desirable of the flesh. And those things that we chase after and lust after, we need to flee those things. Flee iniquity. Flee the sin. And serve Him. That's all He asks of us. He gave us a free gift that He sacrificed all. And all He requests and requires and asks of us is to serve Him. And we're still, even in the service that we do, whether it be preaching, whether it be singing, whether it just be being here in support as a lay member, whether it be testifying, whether it be teaching, guiding the youth, reading and studying our word, those things are still not worthy of what He has given us. Amen. This inheritance that He has given us, we should desire and want to give Him all the honor, give Him all the glory, and lift Him up. That's what we should ask God. Ask God, how can I be of service to You? I have a few passages, but I believe it conveys my message and helps me to get out what I'm trying to say. Turn over with us to Matthew chapter 23. We're going to read in verse 12. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. That word abased, it actually means to bring low or humble. The word exalt actually means to honor. Raised to honor is what the word exalt means. When you go back to the Greek from Strong's Concordance. So those of you, if we exalt ourselves, raise ourselves up, have a haughty attitude about ourselves and think that we did anything to deserve God's presence in our lives, you are abased. You are brought low. And I believe you're not a vessel of honor if you're portraying yourself in life in that way. But once again, God desires to mold you. He desires to grasp hold. You know, in pottery, it is a thing where those hands are highly involved in the working of those vessels. That's what He wants. He wants to be highly involved in working and critiquing you to be the best you can be for His service. I just have a few more scripture passages here in my message. Over in John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Why does my Father want to honor me? Him will my Father honor. The reason He wants to honor you is because you served Him. And it says if He is there, your servant is there also. If He's here tonight, I ask you to serve Him. There's no greater joy in this life. There's many times in our lives we go about and do things and want things and desire things And those things keep us off track. Some of those things are good things. But tonight I ask you, friends and brothers and sisters, to open the lid of your vessel, to look inside. Sometimes the outside appeal can still not be the prettiest thing. Sometimes there's vessels that don't look that great from an outward appearance to the world. But I can tell you that when you open that up and you look inside of that vessel, I want you to ask yourself what you're finding in that vessel. What you're finding in the vessel, is that thing in the vessel honorable or is it dishonorable? Does it bring glory to God? Because that's what it's all about. Amen. It's all about bringing honor and glory to God. When one is redeemed, saved by His grace, that brings honor to God. Because that means that you, those of you that are lost, what that means is that you have humbled yourself before God. That you have come down before God and you have asked Him. You have repented and asked Him into your heart because of sorrow that you felt. And you're broken unto Him. Being broken, you can't be prideful in these things and have an attitude that you can do all things. To be broken before Christ and before God is a humbling experience. And I believe that He gets great, great joy. And He delights when God's children are doing what God would have them to do. And I know sometimes it's hard. You know, I battle with it myself, being a young preacher and thinking that what do I have to offer to you? What do I have to even offer to them? Well, that's the thing. It's not me that has anything to offer to you. It's God. That's who has all to offer to you. He will give you great joy in the times of trouble. Sometimes we find trouble in our lives and we turn to things that we shouldn't. But I know that if we purge ourselves of those things, that God wants to mold us into a vessel of honor, to dignify and honor God, to raise Him up, to exalt Him. Isn't He worthy today of us to exalt Him? Shouldn't we exalt Christ in everything that we do? Isn't that what the Bible tells us? I'm thankful today that He saved my soul. 21 years ago in this church building. And not always was I living for Him and being a vessel of honor to the best of my ability. We all fall short and have things and shortcomings and doubts and worry. All of those things are actually not honorable to God when we doubt and worry. But you know, the thing is that when that vessel is marred, as the potter did, the potter went back and he remolded it again for good. And it was good and satisfying. And so when we're marred, when we're down in that clay and we're drudging through life and we're thinking that woe is me, He is there saying, "Oh, Israel." Israel was a figurative thing it's a figure of us, those that are redeemed, those that are chosen. So when He says, "Oh Israel," He's saying, "Oh children, my children, children of God, why don't you allow me? Why can't I not put you as the potter does in my hands and mold you? And form you to be what He would want you to be today." So I ask you today, and I'll close once again, I just want to read this verse once again. "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Servitude. Serving Christ. That's what he asks us to do. Let him be the potter of our life. And we have to ask him of that. And we may have to repent of things. There may be things that we have to get out of our life and purge our life with. You know, I said I was done, but there was one more scripture, and I'm gonna read it. Second Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. He's asking us, cleanse ourselves. Clean out that vessel. When you open that lid to that vessel, sometimes that vessel needs to be cleaned. Sometimes it needs to be deep cleaned. Sometimes we've let that mar build up inside that vessel to where we've got to go in and ask God to let these things leave me so that I can honor and glorify you, Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul talked about how he served and he kept the faith, the endurance. Having endurance and perseverance is a trait that we need to have so that we can be a vessel of honor to God. Having those things and enduring all the things in life, but keeping the faith that he asked us to keep, that faith in him. I just ask you tonight, those of you that are lost, this goes to you as well. You're currently marred. You know, that Jeremiah was speaking, I believe, to the children, the ones that are already saved. But that text can also go to that those of you that are lost, you are currently marred into this world. And God desires to save you. God desires, and he's calling you today. Come unto me. And he wants to rework your soul and have a conversion inside yourself. So many people in this world want to put their finger on it. Put their finger on it and say that I've done it. I did this. I shook a preacher's hand. I accepted Jesus. I was baptized. I was all these things. But as we read here, God desires those of you that are lost as well. Because, you know, the children of Israel, I don't believe all of them were saved just because they were the children of Israel. But all of us are. Because we are the true Israel of God. I ask you today, those of you that are lost, those of you that feel a sorrow, a convicting power in your heart, I ask that you will come to him humbly because he desires you to come to him because he gets great honor out of that. So as we have a song, I'll open this altar is always open, but we'll open for an altar call this evening. I just see it fitting to do so. So I ask those of you that are lost, just please come. And those of you that are saved, this place is an altar for those of you that are saved as well. There's times that we need to make an altar unto him. Those sacrifices that they did in the Old Testament, those were sacrifices to cleanse their sins of that time. But it was only temporary. But his grace is forever and eternal and it's sufficient and it never ends. So if your vessel is dirty and dishonorable tonight, you may need to come and repent and bow unto him and ask for forgiveness and purge it. Cut it off. Get it out. As we stand and sing, I just pray today that those of you that are lost will come and seek him.